Vous êtes bien sur LM7 Radio, en compagnie de Jean-Luc Caturla.
Un jour, un disque. Trevino sort cet album en 1993 chez Columbia Nashville. Sa carrière musicale débuta lorsqu'il a commencé à prendre des cours de piano à l'âge de 5 ans. C'est en jouant de la musique dans un club local qu'un représentant de Sony a entendu parler de Trevino et a reçu une cassette de sa musique. Le troisième single de l'album, She Can't Say I Didn't Cry, est devenu le premier palmarès de Trevino, passant une semaine au sommet des palmarès et singles country de Gavin Report.
If she says I caused her hurt, you can take her at her word. I know she's speaking from her heart. And when she talks about the pain, if she says that I'm to blame, you can bet I did my part. If she says I didn't lift a hand when she walked away, it's true, I didn't make her stay. But she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt to watch her go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye and say I didn't cry. And if you haven't heard by now how much I let her down, when you do, you can sure be that I made some mistakes, but that don't take away from just how much she meant to me. She can say I gave her every reason to leave, but there's one thing she can't say about me. Well, she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt to watch you go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye.
Il a sorti son premier single, Just Enough Rope, le 7 septembre 1993. Il est apparu en anglais sur Rick Trevino et en espagnol sur Dos Mundos, tandis qu'une version de la chanson, qui combinait les deux langues, a également été diffusée à la radio, devenant le premier single country grand public à sortir en anglais et en espagnol. Et c'est justement cette version qui sera la dédicace à Elodie de la part de Frédéric pour les soirées country en Bretagne. Just Enough Rope. sur LM7 Radio.
Musique et rencontres par Jean-Luc Caturla. Un livre pour vos parents que vos enfants voudront garder.